There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, she doesn't really need an introduction. I could just say it's Trinity Rodman and everyone knows Trin, but we'll give her the proper one. Top 10 finisher in the Ballon d'Or, 2024 Olympic gold medalist, queen TikToker, engine that powers the number two seeded Washington Spirit into the NWSL playoffs. Trin, appreciate your time as always. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks for the great intro.
Doing my best over here, just trying to hype everybody up. Resiliency is a good trait. Your team has had to have more than its fair share of it this year. As you reflect on the regular season and now look ahead and you're the number two seed going into the playoffs, what kind of sticks out about how this team has been able to adapt and get to this point this season?
Yeah, I think it's embracing all the adversity. It's really easy to feel as though everything's been a setback, especially the injuries that we've experienced on a team. It's been obviously devastating for those and for us, but what has been so great about our team is that we're using that as opportunities for different players to step up and for us to kind of be together. It's hard to stay connected to people that are going through an injury and going through rehab and everything. So we've been really good at staying connected as a team, but also backing each other up and giving each other the confidence to step up in ways that we need to. And you've seen that within our rookies and other players on the team, which I think has been great.
For you, I mean, you're still so young, but you've now been around for a couple of years. And obviously with your status as a player in the league, like people are going to look to you. Have you felt as, especially when Andy goes down, you know, I've been around the team enough to know how much of the heart and soul she is. Have you felt your leadership position kind of fluctuate throughout the year up, down, and now I'm sure with where you are now up again?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting, but for me, I've been
that's one word.
I try to be more so a leader for just example in the way that I play, but also just the leader that's going to bring the fun and to bring the joy and everything. I think that's really important to celebrate little wins. I pride myself on that, so I wouldn't even say it's changed that much because I feel like I've been kind of similar through this. I've always kind of had a big voice to an extent and led by example for the most part, and it's been different, and I just want to do Andy proud the best way that I can. So I'm trying, but again, no one will ever replace Andy, so that is hers forever, and I strive to be the person that she is on this team because she's the glue essentially, and that's obviously the biggest compliment you can get. So
yeah, I had Brittany Ratcliffe crying on here a couple weeks ago after Andy got hurt. We're gonna keep moving past Andy, just that way none of us start crying over what happened with her. But I'm curious because to hear you very specifically use the phrase like celebrating little wins, finding joy, that is so reminiscent of the language that Emma uses with the national team. And I'm curious, that has always been part of who you are. But that experience of playing for Emma this summer, was there like a deeper understanding or appreciation of maybe some of the things that you've always brought, but now as you just get older as a human and as a player and are around someone like Emma, is there kind of a deeper understanding of the power of all that?
Yeah, for sure. I think I look back at the Olympics as we were just having fun. We were playing soccer, and I think that is the coolest thing. And that is kind of the way that I play soccer is, you can tell I'm always having fun. As competitive as I am and as hard as I work, you can always tell that I'm enjoying myself, which I hope I always have. But Emma also has that. It was a similar vibe. And to look back at something that was so hard in every way and to look back and say, oh my gosh, I had the best time ever. That was so much fun. Speaks to who she is as a coach and kind of like where the direction is going.
For you on the state side, obviously you have Jonah come in this year. What are some things that you've learned? It's been really fun to ask this question to all of your teammates, because I feel like there's all these like little subtle things that people have picked up from him. What's your kind of go-to of like, oh, this is how Jonah has helped me this season?
Attention to detail. He's very day-to-day. This training session is our job. We're going to perform at our highest level for this training session. Not thinking about tomorrow, not thinking about the game. Like even today, we're not thinking about the quarterfinal. We're thinking about the training that happened today and how we can bring our best self. And I think that's been the biggest takeaway and the most important for our team is we're not psyching ourselves out about big games. We're not overthinking our role. It's just we're bringing our best self today. We're working. We're doing our job. We're finding ways to solve things and we're messing up. Honestly, I think that's been a learning experience is we've had, in quotations, bad training sessions, but they've been the best training sessions in a way. So I think that's celebrating a little win of like, that wasn't great, but we know that we learned so much and that we know what to improve on.
That's actually a really cool insight. So when you look at all the different players that you've played with this year, you've had Ule next to you for quite a bit. You have Ashley Hatch coming in. You have, McKenna on the opposite wing. What's it been like to kind of play with all these different types of players within that forward group and be, you know, obviously for whenever you're on the field, like you're constant for yourself, but be one of the constant forces within that group that has been productive basically no matter who's out there?
Yeah, I think it's been amazing this year to have such a great and consistent attacking force. I mean, obviously, all around our team's amazing, but on the attacking side, it's not even just the forwards. Like, it's a midfield. It's Tara getting opportunities in the box of shooting. And I think for me, I was just talking about this in a different interview of I feel like what I've learned about myself and what this team has taught me is it's so okay to celebrate other people. And I think, yeah, obviously I want to perform. I want to do well. I want to be the person that's scoring. But to see the growth that McKenna's had in a short amount of time, to see what Croy did this year, to see Courtney, Heather, like so many of these players step up in so many good ways and take it. Like, that's great. And I love where Spirit is going because you're looking at every single player on this team like, who's going to score this game? Who's going to do something crazy? And I think that's amazing. And that's a achievement in itself, which I'm so happy to talk about.
It's been really fun as a fan to be at the games and as an observer of the game to watch it. And it is kind of funny to me, Trin, watching Hatchie reemerge in the back half of this season. It's like, oh yeah, she's Ashley Hatch, top 10 all-time goal scorer in the history of the league. What was it like to see her come back and just pick up where she left off, which is anytime she's on the field, she's scoring goals?
Yeah, I think there's absolutely no surprise there at all. Obviously, the coach is deciding what he wants to do. He was deciding to play Ule, and now that Ule is injured, she's getting minutes back, and she's getting those opportunities. I mean, yeah, it's almost like shocking for other people, but I'm like, what are we shocked about? Like, and I'm not saying that in a bad way at all, but she's such a talented, great, smart leader on this team, and I watch her in training, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, she is so good, and it's been amazing to watch the way that she's handled it because it's not an ideal situation for her. And as for any player, like they want to play, they want to start, they want to get all these minutes. So to see the way that she's handled the situation and to see her performances inclined still is admirable. I can't speak enough on her. She's great.
And one other player specifically I want to ask you about before I ask you about the game this weekend. You mentioned as well a little bit earlier in Tara. I mean, she comes in the league as a forward. Everyone knows the story by now. When was it in training over the last couple of years that you're like, hey, Tara, you're really, really, really good at this center back thing?
Anytime I go against her, I'm like, when we are on the same team for things in training, I'm like, thank God. I'm like, yes. she's unstoppable. She's so great, and she's embraced her role, that's for sure. And she's Iron Woman for a reason. She's not even just Iron Woman. She's been so consistent, and she's saved our butts so many times as well, which I'm so grateful for. But she's a beast. She's fast. She's smart. She's her distribution of passes, her timing on running with these fast forwards, like everything is just so great. And obviously she has the attacking piece as well. Like, she's not afraid to be in the box to finish or to get in for set pieces. I think her growth has been insane, but she's also just a huge leader on our team as well, and in a different way.
Yeah, it's been really fun to watch her grow the last couple of years. All right, last but not least, this weekend, I mean, hopefully we sell out, blackout, Audi Field. The energy is going to be amazing. It's going to be a great time. Return to the playoffs for y'all. You know, you've been through all different, even though you're still a young player, like you've been through multiple playoff experiences. I'm sure you're hungry for it. But when you look at Bay specifically, what challenges really stand out in terms of what they present as you guys prepare for this game?
I think they're a dangerous team, and I think they can get into the attack really quickly. If they win the ball, they're looking forward, and I think that's similar to what we like to do. We like to possess, but at the same time, if we're winning it in the attacking half, we're thinking to score, and I think they're definitely like that. They're extremely good at finding their midfield and then finding a way to get in behind really quickly, and again, that's going to be a test for Tara. but yeah, I'm excited for this matchup. I think it's going to be a challenge for us, even though we have beat them before. I think that makes it even more challenging, so I'm excited, nervous, but I don't know. I'm very happy and open-minded about this experience, and I'm happy for the rookies that now get to experience it for the first time and know what it feels like, because it's an unreal experience.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, your rookie experience in the playoffs went pretty well.
Yeah, it was pretty great. It was pretty easy sailing.
You just win a chip. Hey, this is how it works when you're a rookie. You go on, you win all the games, and then they give you a trophy at the end. It's just, that's how it goes for everyone, of course. Trinity Rodman and the Spirit taking on Bay FC, 12:30 on Sunday. Trin, always a pleasure to chat. Congrats on all your success so far this season and continued success throughout the rest of this playoff run.
Yeah, thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.